I'm really looking forward for the Leicester game, but also for the next weeks to come. I hope there will be not massively three or four players going out, so because that can also happen. But at the moment, and I only can talk about the moment, we're looking healthy, we're looking good balanced, and it's a good vibe around the place.
How do you try and prepare for this FA Cup tie, bearing in mind that you've probably not got much idea as to how Leicester will, you know, who they will play, whether they'll go with their big guns or whether they'll play a mixture like they did in the first time?
I mean, I believe that they fancy themselves at their place, at the King Power, a big pitch, good surface. I think they probably fancy themselves to play through the lines, to push us back, to cause us big problems, and probably they will. I think if us is... I said yesterday, I said to the players this morning, look, Liverpool yesterday, how they addressed the game. And they were absolutely fearless, brave, on the front foot. And I think that is what we can learn from the best. So why not go into the King Power and have a go, have no regrets afterwards, and coming into the dressing room. We can't predict the results, but what we can predict and what we can make sure of, that we going there and not being giving them too much respect, play our game, focus on us, because we believe and we are doing our jobs really well, we can cause any opposition a problem.
In the first game, Chris Neil didn't have a great deal to do. He was very well protected. How much encouragement can he take from that first performance, the way he defended the clean sheet especially?
Yeah, I think we defended from the front really, really impressively. I think I showed the pictures today, this morning, how well we did from the front and through the midfield. And also the back four, how fearless we squeezed the lines. And we think that Vardy will play, so we prepare for that. But I think in general we should not focus on one particular or two particular players. We have the plan again, stick to it, try to optimise it, and then see where it takes us.
And if you keep a clean sheet, you probably... Well, you'll at least get penalties, won't you? And maybe some pizza to eat on the way home too.
It's extra time. I think both coaches will be very happy to avoid extra time.
Yeah. I mentioned penalties. Do you practice those on occasions like this?
To be fair, in the rhythm where we are in, the less time we spend on a training pitch, the better it is. We do a lot of preparation in the classroom today. To stay outside in that weather for another 20 minutes to practice penalties. I think that can be counterproductive. I think the players need to be fresh in their minds, as fresh as they can, fresh in their bodies, and really looking forward for the game. We take it as it comes. I personally don't really want to go an extra time, knowing the match program, what we have to follow up in the next month. But when we have to, we have to.
And if it came to it, how far would you back your players and your goalkeeper to do the business?
I think Leicester, whatever you say, Leicester will be the favourite in any scenario what you can imagine. But it's not always the favour, it's not always winning, and we need to look at ourselves after the game in the mirror and say, you know what, we really did well, we really pushed him to the limit, and I think that's all what I can ask for. And I think my players, they are completely online on that, and we try to give our best what we have on the day and see where it takes us.